Blog Talk Radio.
To the Blog Talk Radio Network, and the Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Tim Aldred. And here today again to talk and be reminded of the things that we consider a fact of our existence. There are things that bothers me about the civilized factors. Is a blistering impression on my mind is the confusion of words. Yeah. It's so bad that I have to ask someone, a few people, if when they went to school, they received a course that taught them how to believe in something or how not to believe in it. My experience is because of white people contamination of language. It brings civilized knowledge to into a sphere of confusion where words become, in a lot of cases, useless. Because only when you talk to someone who has a conscious and a cognizant sense of words, and one who understands the value of words, the civilized life is useful and valuable, and you can have a good transaction under the context that who you're dealing with is very cognizant of the transaction. Outside of that, it's confusion. Any given time that somebody's brain does not function well, things get spoiled. Transaction and what intent is used for. Life begin to drip, from a hole in its bottom. Listen, I am speaking from the context that, what I mean to say, what confusion is, it's an energy. It's a mental energy. Whereas what we call awareness and the mental ability to focus on something and recognize the value of it and behave in the word I want to bring. Identification. Have proper identification. Anytime I was riding in a car with someone and it was raining. I'm in the passenger seat and the other person is driving. And we were getting some rain. and the person activated the wiper. And for some reason, you know, the commotion that the road creates with other vehicles and the rain falling down on the, let's say, the wiper would the driver is saying, what, you know, something is wrong. You know, it seems like the wiper won't work. And it's like, you know, in that moment, it was like a frightening to the driver. Say, come on now, you know, in this rain, you know, for the wiper to stop working now. It's a new car. Yeah, it's a new car too. All right, but what I'm trying to say to you here now is this. What I want to bring to your attention is that the person is young and is operating on mental peak. You know what I mean? But what do you think happened? It's just that at the time and whatever is going on, you know, in this person's mind and operating the car, you know, and now you have to be careful now that it's raining, this person seemed to inadvertently held that button that is used to shift the wiper to go in the right direction, because on one hand, if you bring it down, it cuts off, right? It don't move, all right? But if you put it up to the left, then it will work, all right? And that's where you get the high speed and stuff like that. You're coming back down to, you know, turn off the wiper. So so this person was like going through some moments there that, like, oh my gosh, the wiper is not working, until the person pushes the wiper like back, push it up, like up to the left, and it began to work. Then it turns out that it was an inadvertent. The person pushed the wiper to the wrong side. And according to how your mind is working at that time, you know, it's like for a moment, you know, you kind of like you lose your peak. You see what I mean? All right. I'm saying that because we're talking about confusion. Right there, you could see some confusion in the brain of the person. This person is not sick, but it can happen to anybody, even in the plane that these people are flying. I watch at times and see are some of the people who operate on peak brain function. And they make some error. Yes. Different types of error. That they take the plane off the ground. And sure, they're not going too far before they realize they have problems. And they may have serious problems to even land the plane if they manage to come back around and able to attempt a landing. A lot of inadvertent acts where your mind just lose the proper sequence and the proper sense of getting things right, getting the sequence of things you're doing get it correct. Because if you put a certain instrument to work, assuming that you put it in the right position, but you're wrong and you think you're right, and then you could have a big catastrophe like that. The outcome can be disastrous. All right. Looking at the fact that the brain that we have, the kind of brain, because, you know, a lot of different beings on Earth, if you narrow it down, though, to what kind of a brain human being has, what kind of brain hominid has? Yeah. You ever think about that? Think about that. We're not looking at the number, enormous number, hominids or human beings. We're not looking at the number. We're looking at the brain. And remember, the reason why so much people in the world, it is because people have a lot of sex. A lot of sex, yeah. That means these creatures on the planet don't create themselves. Think about their head with eyes and ears. None of the creatures make up themselves. They have sex and bring forth the young ones. Yet still, the life that these beings live, especially those with certain kind of knowledge and understanding, enormous responsibility. And you may be surprised when I tell you that is at the heart of the problem on planet Earth. It is because of the quality brain we have, and how reliable is our brain. That is something that is very important when you realize that we are reliable because of the creation of our bodies, you know. Now, when you look at the world as it is right now, and you think back to time past, and we can make sense of certain things by dates and time. And the calamity on Earth right now comes from the little sense that the beings or the creatures are endowed with, how they operate, that will determine if we can get more things accurate and reliable if we behave a certain kind of way. So our attitude has a lot to do with what the world is today. All right. This feature or helping element that we have is reading. Reading and understanding words. And how much compromission we keep on dumping on the care we are to have. We need to have a certain care about how we read something, what we understand from what we have read, because go back to the airplane again. You go into the plane and they have a checklist that they have to fill out. Check, check. You know, to be a pilot, to fly a plane is not a child's play. I saw one of the wrecks where a pilot carried his this child, a boy, was even 17. But he's teaching this boy to fly. And one day brought his son up into the plane and with passengers. He put his boy around the control. Yeah. And you bet, sure. I think they had a complete wreck. Yeah. So, you see, what we are thinking and the things that we are working with to provide safety, you see how it can be abused. It depends on what we do. Pin certain rules. You know, don't clutter up your mind so that you retain that kind of sobriety that will keep you in sync with what you're doing. And don't take risk like what this guy had taken, where he think that, oh, his boy is, feel good, his boy can sit around the control and, you know what I mean, only to find out that, oh, he's going to mess up. You know, I mean, he have done well many times, but hey, I mean, this time and this moment is different from the other time. If you're taking risk, you better know, better understand. Be sober about taking risks. All right. Now, something serious is happening on Earth. Right now, it just didn't start yesterday. It started a long time, even before I was born. However, based on let's talk about the human race and I want to talk a bit about the human race pertaining to the brain. The creators of beings decide what kind of brain hominid supposed to have and decide what kind of brain human being supposed to have. They also decide when they are making cattle, a whole lot of different cattle. What kind of brain to put inside of their head, right? Because I mean, our head bigger than most of those animals out there. Not all of them, but, you know, talk about a cat, a dog, and birds. You know, I mean, they have to decide what size brain to put into those, you know, fit into that cranium. So, what I'm saying is that at a time where we make cars and different type of vehicles, and, you know, we put those mechanism for sale, and people come in and buy, like cars. You know, people use cars for good use to do come and go and things like that. And then we talk about establish a family with children and things like that. And a whole lot of communication systems because of the lifestyle of civilized life. Let's go to where life started. Life started with, you know, life that we account for, not just the animal kingdom, but uncivilized creatures. We go into the beginning of where life starts now, and we read a bit about human beings. Now, in this world literature textbook that I have here, this world literature textbook is Glencoe World History. Spivogel, National Geographic. All right. It's not a very good thing for me to use this particular edition, because you know why? It is a bad era in time for us. Think about in the BC era. It's quite a few thousands, hundreds of thousands of years in the BC era until we come to know about AD and Adamani. You know, when I was much younger and thought about AD and Adamani, I really couldn't fathom what it's all about. You know? Now I can reason much better. I can categorize certain things. And my own is one of the things I can do without, you know, critical mathematics, right? I find it easy to look at the primary things that are not you're not dealing with the scientific technicality of them, because just like you take a car and go drive it, you know, you didn't make up the engine and all that kind of stuff, right? You want the car made up and you pay so much money for it. All right. The basic, the basic product, and you can just formulate certain knowledge of it and its function, right? Not technical. And that's where I am good at assessing certain things. It, as you see it, it looks, and let's say, certain of its function. I am good at appraising and look at and, you know, I can assess a lot of things by looking at it and examining it and its use and everything like that. I'm good at, you know, doing something like that. What I'm telling you about the World History Text book here now is that, look, something went wrong with the brain of hominids. Something wrong, because see, like, for example, I have a little bit of idea about certain creatures that the human world use those animals and crossbreed them to get a better results when they crossbreed. And some of these crossbreed production, you know, they're more expensive if you want to get them. You know, it's not just the genetic, not genetic, but the lower grade. Okay, the lower grade. What I'm telling you now is that coming from where there is no humanity, humanity did not come first, according to the World History Text book here that I have, and I don't have anything against it. Like, if I think something is wrong with it, no, I don't have anything against the World History Textbook in that sense. Crossbreeding and messing up the original brain is not a good thing. Just not a good thing. And that is my observation now. You know, and it's like, we have a certain attitude of human being that they call it iconoclast. All right, iconoclast. Where is I think I have it somewhere. Yeah, iconoclast. You have a mentality called iconoclast. Okay? Iconoclast. Iconoclast is a kind of thinking where, I'm going to tell you pretty much what iconoclast is about. Iconoclast. A person who attacks cherished beliefs or institutions. Critic, skeptic, questioner, heretic, non-conformist, dissident. All right, now, iconoclasm, social belief in the importance of the destruction of icons and other images or monuments, most frequently for religious or political reason. Motivation. Issue type. Okay, so it shows that iconoclasts can be for good, negative or positive, right? What is an example of iconoclast? Who is a famous iconoclast? Let's see who they will tell us is a famous iconoclast. Peter of Bryce or Bruce, Bruys, pose to usage of religious images. The strico Strigol Ninki, something like that, were also possible iconoclasts. Claudius of Turin was the bishop Turin from 817 until his death. He is most noted for teaching iconoclasm. Okay. So was Martin Luther an iconoclast? Martin Luther certainly rejected the cult of saints. All right, and talking about something like this doesn't come into civilized quarters. So if I want to like make a description of iconoclasm, it would have to be classified to the positive way of civilized life. That's the only way I could like build something and make some use of the word iconoclasm, because it does mix up, I mean, in my observation, positive and negative. But it seemed like most of it seemed like more European type of thinking, and their mix up madness I am not too sold on that word, because they make up a lot of words that are not as civilized at all. Anything European doesn't come from civilized origin. And that makes for disturbance to today's society, right? So I am talking about now where we are coming from along the civilized line. And civilized is restricted to history. You know, I mean, you may read world history textbook or dictionary, and you don't get the right sense of civilization. I come to find out that to get pure, good, clean, contextual meaning, you'd have to do some good world history reading. Otherwise, you won't know fully what the meaning of civilization is. You may think that everything is in the dictionary and those textbooks that is known for, you know, anything Europe put into effect is not going to be a good production. No. Don't trust European with anything sacred. Do not. Because everything they produce like sacred is all something for the dumpster. Because they don't come from anywhere civilized. When I say that, I mean in their origin, where you have to talk about their species. You know, anytime you're going to talk about living things coming like semi-parallel with human being, and it mixes up with European, dump that, okay? Because when I tell you about the brain, and come now to talk about, you know, what is the kind of brain that make up human being? Human being come with civilization. Hominin don't come with civilization. Hominin began to mix their species with human species. That's what began to happen, and that's what caused the confusion in the world over the past few hundred thousand years. From 100,000 years ago. That's what I have found. It's very awkward for me to deliver this kind of a chatter. However, I'm not going to restrain myself when indeed I have a say. I have a say. And somebody has a right to question what anything that I say. Like I say, this planetary world that we are in, we can look to where no humanity was around. We can look to where the solar system was created like 5 billion years ago. That's a long, long time, right? So therefore, we here today who like see things and to find a place in life, right? And we find out that we don't have any of the creators of us here in our time. But we read and find out a lot about creator of the human race. And there, we get only so far in finding out about human race, knowing that, you know, we get a chance at seeing a certain portion, creationism, of certain creatures. But, for example, you have the hominin. The hominin primates are apes. Primates come from a batch or a squad of monkeys, and it's common around Africa. We don't get to go into the brain thing too much, right? And especially me, I'm limited to how far I could go to have a good grasp at the different brain and what is in the brain, what makes one brain better than the other. All right. But I have a say, though. I have a say, and I'm not going to, like, block anybody who have better knowledge about this than me. Because I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to, like, interfere with somebody who has better sense than me. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay in my lane and my level, right? If anything, somebody can enhance me. But I'm going to say this. Based on what we come can see, right? I can make some limited observation that clearly don't mess up anything anybody else can go further with. I'm not standing in nobody's way, right? So I'm going to say things about what we commonly observe as people who don't know nothing about making brain and, you know, and sets, you know. You know, who decide the skull of a man different from hominids, broadface, you know, I mean, primates. Now, it's funny. Very funny and antagonizing when I see primates get to where they want to mate with human beings. That is what messes up the human race, because you cannot afford to get monkey blood with human race. You're in for trouble. And that is where we are today, in trouble. Mass confusion because of crossbreeding, the brain get messed up. And I can tell you, within my limitation, I can positively affirm that the human race may never come back to itself. And some may do come back to themselves. But 100,000 years ago, what we call white people today was not, or they are not, a resemblance to their ancestors, the primate, Homo erectus. These white people you see here today don't look like them. They look a lot more like humans. And how did they do it? Yeah, it's a long story. In essence, they attack the humans. Yeah, they attack the humans and somehow get some of the Africans' blood. The humans, yeah. And they began to talk. They began to talk. Primates began to talk when they get humans' blood. And how did human come about? It's into this world history textbook. But these so-called humans who are modern man, we don't know what they're talking about unless we read in depth and find out. But there's hardly any human now understand what has happened with this crossbreed brain that we have here today. When it comes to reading and understanding, there's hardly anybody who's doing that properly today. And because the modern creature, modern man they call it, because they have some amount human blood. Because of that, the little things that they do and become usable, because before, these primates did not make anything like 3.5 to 4 million years, they never make anything civilized. Nothing of civilized use. They've been in Africa about like 2 or more million years, and then 1.5 million years ago, they go up into Europe. And we don't even have good, clean history today because they are busy writing something about themselves, using the human basis to write things about themselves, establish church and the institution of the civilized people they use as a foundation for what they want the world to be. The next thing is that they are homosexual. And they want everybody to be homosexual. Yeah. So, this is a good story, I'm telling you, because I am involved and I am telling you the truth. I grew up in the church. I grew up in the church and I was fully a brain. I was a brain that, you know, that I get from my ancestors, and I was pretty retarded. I mean, I get some of the bad blood into my system too. My brain is not a brain that's like the original. I can tell that. Too many faults. And, you know, which cannot be attributed to anything else but 100,000 years ago. Okay? That I have a defective brain. That's the only thing I can see for that. We've been into slavery and all kind of stuff. And these crossbreed hominid become like human. Yeah. Till I can tell you one thing, one of the things with these primates, crossbreed primate with human beings. They don't know about crime. And I can show you in the history where they existed for 3.5 to 4 million years between Africa and up into Europe, where they now they are named, they are a brand of Europe now. They are called Europeans. They don't know anything about crime, and they don't know anything about the institution that they raise up right now, because they didn't do any of that. I mean, for 3 to 4 million years. You see what I mean? So I can point that for real. There's no slip in that. It is a fact. Observation, history show that. Give you the time when they exist. So you can't take that away from me. So regardless of what I don't know, like the big scholars then, but whatever observation I can make, and if it's correct, hey, the scientists have to regard that. Whatever they do, they will have to regard the fact of the chronology, and as long as nothing is deducted from the fact, you have to work with it. So I know that the crossbreed, hominid and human, doesn't work. It does not work. It doesn't matter how they want to breed up with each other. They only make it worse and worse, because the product of the human, what makes up the human mixture of blood, and that is the Elohim God that come from Nibiru to Earth. And it appears to me, I have to say, they are the ones who create a lot of animals in Africa. Africa is the hub for life form to spring. It is in this world, it's a textbook. I can let you have this much, that when human civilization species, because this is where we come from, and this is where nobody cannot fool around with the world history textbook. You can't fool around with the world history textbook. And I am not doing anything besides use the words, the illustrations that make sense in here. I see a lot of mess here trying to mingle hominid with human, right in this world is a textbook, because who do it? The modern cross mix breed. So they manage to say some things that, okay, it is acceptable to be the history, but there are many other things that are not acceptable to be history. What these cross breed brain hominid, what they write in this world is a textbook, right? And they come take charge like about 2,000 years ago? Yeah, that's what we are dealing with right now. So when you go out there, you see traffic and all kind of things happening out there in the world. It's going to be very hard for someone to get a proper picture of what life and human being is all about, because human being toiled now bad, that there is oddly a human being exercising the amount of intelligence, like 200,000 years ago, when the Elohim God created the hybrid human being. The crossbreed hominid human today don't want to identify with the human, pure, hybrid human. They don't want to mingle with that because you don't have homosexual human beings. You just don't. It's not in what I read. And I am not biased against anything except the thing is biased itself against civilization. We have the illustration that there was no civilization on earth until the gods came in Eridu out of the Persian Gulf. And today, these primates, human, they don't want to write that and say it's the way life began. Human life, I mean. Because remember, I'm saying we are coming from where no being were not around. And the earth was here, in the solar system of, about 12 planets, right where we are here, right? So we go right there and then set our, post and begin to come forward to where we are here. So we have a simple way of find out how the species of living things and how did we get species of hominid, pure hominid, okay? And then later on, hominid do things and begin to get blood from humans and crossbreed. And they are now modern man and shoving the human aside because they think they have, the best intellect. But they need to show it back 3.5 to 4 million years that they were that type of a modern man. They were not modern man then. They were only modern man since 100,000 years ago. Can't fool that. Okay? So the white people that you see out here, raising hell, look at them. You'll see that they will come to naught. Gradually, they come to naught. Because they are not human, and they have little particle of human, and they call themselves modern man, and they want everybody to become sodomite. That's it. So, I do not know how what you think about what I'm saying. Anybody out there? I am absolutely, I want to hear some people talk to me. Because, look, I don't purport to be a university scholar nor a college graduate or anything like that. But I get high school and I get a graduate. I get some legal knowledge, right? Because I go to paralegal, I graduate paralegal. So I conform to academic knowledge, right? And to those who have academic knowledge, that's where I look. So I follow the rule in the book of what I read. And I'm not getting into any scientific intricacy that I cannot talk about. I talk about stuff that definition teach me what I can and cannot say. And I stay there. So I ain't going to trying to crawl and debate with certain type of intelligence that I am not touching that at all. I only use what I can use. And I tell you what, the person with the greater knowledge, as long as I don't muddy up what my level, if they want to come down at my level to talk and to like straighten anything out, they have to keep the rule. They can't mess up. You know, if you're going to like talk about the things that I can see, and I can see the precedence of what I'm saying, I can see the primary props that hold up what I am saying inside the book. You can't, there's nothing you're going to do with what I say. You will have to start keying your claim legitimate by using on my level offers that when you started to learn, you started right where I started to, and come to this level where I am reading and where I am, what I read. You can't pull it, you can't fix it. If I did mess up anything, you have to start exactly where I am at and go up. But if you mess up here, you can't plant a foundation. Well, you're gone last. You lost where you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be like working miracle. But if you're working miracle on bad foundation, I'm going to say, well, hey, you can't pass me and jump up there and do that. That's what I'm going to say. Okay? So I'm respectful. I want to follow the rules of language. Okay? And wherever we're going to get, we must get there legitimately. All right. This is what I find out, that we have a situation where humanity has failed. Humanity has failed to where the gods that we read about in prehistory, they don't, we are here because they are trying with humanity. That's what I see. They are trying their best with us. But you see, they came very close to, totally annihilate everything here. You know, it's not that they want us. You know, it's not that they want us. They wanted us when they created us, because it was for a labor purpose. That's what I read. You see? So people now who are cradling the Bible and think that the Bible is a word of God and stuff like that, they're lost. Lost, because all these so-called grandiose things that they are writing in the Bible that God has prepared for people who love him, well, they, first of all, they don't have a God in the Bible that loves anybody. They write pure lies about the God what they have in the Bible. They write a lot of things in the Bible that, look, we just need to know to just kill the whole effort, is just know that white people are not humans. White people are not humans. And they want to be called human. Why aren't they satisfied with calling themselves modern man? Just satisfied with that. Don't call yourself human being, because you want to like erase our existence as human being and call yourself some kind of a superior modern man. It doesn't work like that. We have our creation that modern man did not have. Modern man don't have any creation, because when they got the blood from human being and begin to generate their own type of crossbreed, hominid human, okay? It was not a creation. It was not a creation, right? And what hominid was first is the creators that we don't know. But they do these things and give brain and teeth and eyes and everything like that to creatures. And those sharks and alligators and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You know, I think about those mysterious things that were done, but we don't know those creators. We don't know. I mean, who here know them? I can say I don't know them. I don't read about them, but I've heard, you know, I've heard things say about them. But I know I'm a earthling. I know. Not until I learn more will I understand. But I know there's a greater understanding that I don't have. But I don't like people talk nonsense to me. Because it is not going to help me. And when you have some kind of half humans or even spoiled human being who really not seeing things correctly, I don't want nobody corrupt my mind, right? And at least where I'm at, I am able to steer myself to what makes sense, because I can observe things and determine whether or not I see the character in what I'm looking at and see that it's relevant. If it don't have the relevance, it's not going to go and settle in my brain at all, right? So the reason why I'm saying all of this is because when I didn't have any idea and nobody wasn't talking and making any sense but church belief stuff, my life was different. My life was different. When I begin to learn certain things, and most basic of it is words, understanding words. Words, the key to anything you're going to think about, words. Okay? Now, what has happened to the world at large, billions of people believe what they're not supposed to believe. What do? They are brainwashed into believing because it's easy, and somebody's going to find something to get away with when they are dealing with a belief, someone, you know, who they can deal with. They want somebody who believes. They don't want somebody who dig down and find out what knowledge says. They don't want to do that because they won't get anything. They can't get anything from you if you question and find things out. So the world at large is the intelligence of mankind and other creatures that are, you know, having sex with each other and stuff like that. And you know, it's spoiled. You know, we have a spoiled world. You see? And those that are human are human and spoiled. And those that are crossbreeds, words diminish. Words are diminished of their meaning. I mean, they're not diminished within themselves, but the way they are perceived. You see what I mean? All right. So I wanted to tell you that and tell you about the human species. When it came into existence, it tells you very clearly that the hominid, right here, it says, two species existed before any other creature. Okay? Before human being, there was the hominids. The hominids were first. And then Sapien. Wise Sapien. So two species. That's all you need to worry about. And then you have, mixture between the hominid and the sapien. As simple as that. And you can decipher all of the human types that are around, because all we have today is a mixture of hominids and sapiens, right? There's nothing you can do with sapien and hominid. Yeah, you have a lot of they can read and write and do all kind of things, but they will never be pure in heart, pure in spirit. No, you're not going to find that. And the human would like to be true, but they don't know how to, because they are confused over 100,000 years ago, you see. And you find out now it's hard for you to like steer someone to use words properly and depend on it. Like, you have prophecy in the Bible, prophecy that they said God spoke to man and man would tell the prophecy to people. And after a certain time, God would send a Messiah, right? And it tells in the prophecy what the Messiah will do when he comes. So that people who in generation after the Messiah come and gone would be able to read the story of when the master and sit on the throne. We would be reading that in the New Testament. All right, so the Bible that we have now, that it has, just like I just illustrate there, right, the prophecy of Isaiah saying that unto us a child is born and a son is given and he shall be king upon David's throne, right? You read the New Testament, you can't find nothing that demonstrates what the prophecy said in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. You only can see that they said a child was born. And it's all something funky about Mary, boy child and all that kind of thing. And wise men follow a star to a baby, and all the corruption into that story, it don't amount to truth at all. There's too much corruption in there that the people who wrote it, they are not fully human being, right? Because you don't write a story and write it lopsided, all upside down, and, you know, God overthrowing his people and, you know, you know, stopping the star by, you know, the man Herod, you know. And when the disciple, when the star, the men who followed the star, did not come back to Herod. Herod, go out there and kill off all of the boy babies under 2 years and under, right? And you can see in Matthew 2 that nobody with sense is going to write that and expect people are going to accept it as true. No, I was believing that Matthew 2 chapter. I've been reading that from a child and reading that a long time in my adult life. And it is recently, maybe like 2 years ago, and I'm well over 70 now, I realize that the story is not a story about any God who tell men to follow a star. It's not true. Because this is the gist of it. The men were following the star to go to the baby. And because they tell us in the church that The men follow the star to the baby. That is what is in my head. When I read the Bible for all those years, that's all I saw. Because I believed it. All right. In my later years, and the fact that during my younger years, I didn't have no good sense of reading, right? I come out of slavery, and not much was spent to, like, fix my brain to make me read right. So I was reading foolishness and confused for so many years. However, though, since I read up to high school level, and I go and graduate paralegal, I have a much better sense and command of what I read and stuff like that. However, I still never grasp the full sense of how to handle words and transmit words to tangible things, because words are intangible, right? So that's where you get the sense from, and you can build something that is tangible with it. All right. It took me a while because my mind was not satisfied with my thoughts and the way I am getting by. So something told me how to read and have control over what I am reading. And that is what changed my life. Okay? So I was believing all of my life then before, until this in my brain tells me, if, you know, how to know the word and what the word says. That's what I must grip on. Anytime there's a statement, the word on which telling you this stuff, that's where the juice is. That word you need, or what you would call it now, the noun, or the adjective. You have to understand the power in those words, the definitions, and pin them down to exactly the context that you are into, whatever issue you are dealing with, right? Whether you are dishing it out to somebody or somebody is dishing it out to you, you must have control of the key words that is the substance of what you're saying, right? So when somebody tells you something and tell you exact, and make sure you don't lose it, because you won't have any claim after that. Hold on to it and be able to demonstrate it. This is what you said. The amount and the time. That's it. All right. So today, when I asked my cousin, who is a minister, about the prophecy of Isaiah, to show you how confused we are, and the way I was, and my cousin, who always, he's a genuine person, yes. he's a genuine person. But once you take him up with the Bible and like the prophecy in the Old Testament, and you need to now connect the prophecy with the New Testament. It go from the Old Testament to the New Testament. My cousin doesn't know what he is thinking or doing, yet still he is talking a whole bunch of different things. And it doesn't resonate to him that he's not dealing with the word and what the word, the direction that you're getting. Look in the New Testament for the same thing that the prophet said. This man would be a king. So how the heck you going to talk all these other things in the New Testament where they talk some things that don't have nothing to do with it, and saying, well, this is the fulfillment that was spoken in the prophet and stuff like that. And it has nothing to do with what the prophet said. And they're reading that and reading it to you and expect that you must say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And that's what happened in the churches. So when I tell you that we have been retarded 100,000 years ago, and today we had government, the God who created us and everything, it's all gone up into smoke. Black people, that's what they call us. We are not black people anyway. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it is going to be hard for we African people today who have been through the white people diseases, because you read and you see how many of us, millions of us, they destroy with their disease because they are primates. White people come from primates. You got to understand that. And the church that we are into and praising the Lord, it's folly. Because the whole thing has come from Adam and Eve in a garden. You read that, God is lying. And they show you that the serpent that come in and talk to Eve, where that serpent come from? Talking to the woman like it is a human being. All these things are there, and we don't see that, you know, they call it, you're seeing it spiritual. And they're telling you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God. There are, you know, our brain is not the same human brain as before. For over 100,000 years ago, we atrophy, we retard, and we think we are all right. So when somebody figure out what the problem is and tell you, oh no, they don't see that, they don't hear that. And that is with my cousin today. We had a good chat about it before, but I couldn't get him for us to really dig deeper. Today we dug a little deeper into it, and he's still wiggling, but there may be a chance that he will find out that he's going somewhere else. He's not dealing with the word. I said, but wait a minute, no. Why don't you just show me in the New Testament what the prophet said? You know, you need to repeat it in the New Testament now. So we know that the prophet come, and here we are, generations after the prophet, the Messiah come and gone. Here we are looking now. So you can go in the Old Testament and find Isaiah and come and see anywhere in the New Testament where they show you that the Messiah come and become a king and all that kind of thing. No, instead, when I show him that St. John 6 and verses 15, St. John chapter 6, verses 15, and show him where Jesus went and hid up in a hill after the people saw the miracles that he did. He didn't want to become a king. He went up in a hill and hid himself. And that day passed by. He did not become a king when they wrote that he should. So it is easy to see is fairy tale that they are writing in the Bible. It's not anything real. Because how do they mold over what the prophecy says? Exactly. The prophecy never said that the Messiah would be crucified. It never said that. But you read in the New Testament where they change it from what the prophecy said. It's not that the prophecy was anything true, but it just goes to show you none of the other prophets did not write the prescription. Only Isaiah write the prescription and tell you exactly what must happen. And you can't find it nowhere in the New Testament. And they write all kind of old grass yard nonsense in the New Testament. And you can't see anywhere the fulfillment is. And the world is full of Christians believing that nonsense. Now, I was trying to tell you this portion where you won't hear anybody except a few more other people. I don't know who they are, but I mean, I know my familiarity with broadcasting and stuff like that. People don't care about what is in the world as a textbook, but they care about it in the Bible. And the Bible is something to, you know, to dump someplace, because it's all about what modern people say. These, you know, humans, that's what they say. And the real humans are drunk and don't know anything to keep themselves in the civilized court. They can't do it, because over the past 100,000 years, we get converted into a lower self. We are not that self from back 200,000 years ago, because 100,000 years ago, that's when our blood got all poisonous, and we are not the same people anymore. That's my finding. You tell me what you're finding, and call me when you have time and you want to talk. 347-850-1358. Let me read some of this here to you, so that you know for sure what I'm talking about. So I told you, the species that we are dealing with, when it comes to the early stages of development of humanity, they won't say the early stages are, you know, is the hominid. They're going to tell you it's human, and it's not human. It's the hominid, purebred hominid, right? We started that hominid where human being wasn't there yet at all. The hominid was around for the first of the species. Hominid is the first species. And the hominid was around evolution. It's an evolutionary product, male and female evolutionary product. So that you have to go deep into the creators from, you know, in where the world is coming from, right? And you would deal with the hominid first. 3 to 4 million years. 3 to 4 million years. No human being was not around. So why they are writing and talk about early human being, and human being were not around? So it goes to show you, somebody says, we need, Michael Tellinger, the scientist from South Africa, he said what they discovered in South Africa back in 2006, somewhere about there, about 2006, they said they have found information over there where the gods were many, many thousands of years, almost 45,000 years. Right? And he said they have found things to show irrefutable that civilization did not start with mankind. Civilization started with the gods who came and worked over there in Africa. Remember, they touched down in Heridu at the Persian Gulf, and then they went and settled over in South Africa and do marvelous things, right? And he said, we need to rewrite our history. We human beings need to rewrite our history, because these off-breed hominid and human being, they messed up everything. So is this World History textbook here. You will have to read it and know something about history from a more wide understanding for you to read this World History textbook and get it right. You know, because it has good things in there. But these guys, these white people, they mess up from the front to the almost to the back of this book. And if you don't know how to read this and stay with civilized information, you will lost. You will get lost and mix up with a whole bunch of foolishness. All right. So here we come now. The earliest, they say, human-like. That's wrong. They're not supposed to have no human-like stuff in here because humanity did not come until way down 250,000 years ago. You see? So it tells you the earliest human-like creature lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years. Remember, like I told you before, that's what is in the book I'm telling you. I ain't lying. Called Australopithecine, right? Or Southern Apes. I told you that. I ain't lying. By their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished. All of these hominids flourished between 3 and 4 million years, right? I just read it to you. All right. He said they flourish in southern and, flourish in eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominid. You hear this? The first hominid, otherwise bipedal, walk upright. They are the first hominid, and then they put bracket humans. You see what I mean? And how do they bring humans who came way down 250,000 years ago back to when they are 3 to 4 million years? You see what they do? So I'm letting you know that the brain and the way we are operating right now, you know, very few people going to come back to themselves. No, I am on my way back. No joke about that. I am on my way back. So they are mingling up human beings that have nothing to do with them. That is to let you know. They are covering up the crossbreeding. That's what white people are doing, covering up crossbreeding. You see, they say America is theirs. Everywhere we are in the Western world, they take it up and say it's there. And the amount of us they kill is million, going into the billions of us. So white people are never going to be humans in any kind of way. You understand? But they know is when they have any little piece of the African of African hybrid people, that's the only thing they can use to make anything. Because nothing sodomite alone, hominid, can produce will never be anything civilized. I'm not just saying it. It's right here. Okay? Now, if you think that they have a government, that is wrong. That's something that got to get purged out of because we are created with higher beings from this very solar system that we are in. These they know exactly what human beings are, and they want to be. See, right now they destroyed the Neanderthals, who is a second subgroup to us, sapien, right? And right now, these white people have everything all messed up that we don't know ourselves, and we just follow them in the church and stuff like that. And that's not where we belong. Over 100,000 years, we gone into a different lower creature. All right? And some of us begin to turn sodomite. Some of us, all right? Not by blood, but by sickness and suffering from them, from these, hominid white people. Yeah, because that's what they give to us. We never have disease and all that kind of stuff. No. All right. So now they're writing things that favors them and then kick us aside. Now, if whatever you want to deal with it, you deal with it. Now, I'm telling you what it is. Pick your choice. So it says there, humans and other creatures that walk upright, right? So they're mixing themselves with human beings to make simple stone tools. See, human beings were not making stone tools. It's only them, but they're not putting no distinction between them and us. Recently, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. Not another human being, but another hominid. You see how they crooked? They have called Kenyatropus, Pleiops, Pletiop, the flat-faced man of Kenya. I'm telling you, I'm reading the book, Phil. It's the book I'm reading. You understand? Okay. Now, about 3.5 million years old. You see what I mean? You're talking about the Pletiop, the flat-faced man of Kenya. Now, but they see they try to stick human in up a top in bracket. Okay. Now, listen to this. Second stage in early human development occurred with the occurrence of Homo erectus. You see what I mean? They are naming themselves now, and they said that, look at what they said. Second stage in early human development. Why are they calling themselves human? Right? But that's what they do. And look at the way they do it. They're going to say now, they won't go too far before they revert back to themselves. So they started off by saying, and if you don't have a good sense to notice what they're doing, you believe the whole thing. Right? You wind up with what they say, human being. You won't remember that they said they are apes. You won't remember that, you see? Second stage in early human development, they say, occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. So human appeared with them too in human development? You see, that's the way they want it. But that's not what it is. From the get-go, right? Hominid is different from sapien. Two different species. And these guys, want to be human so much, and this is the way they write about it, so that if you don't see that they're misleading you, they get you go astray. All right. Homo erectus made us, Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. Did it say human do that? No. But they catch human into what they are saying long time. But they say now, they're talking about Homo erectus. So how much confusion are we to swallow down here? Now, so it went on to say, the Homo erectus, upright man. That's the bipedal. You see, Homo erectus is bipedal. Add it to what they are saying, because that's who they are. White people are Homo erectus. They are the one who breed up with the Neanderthals until they don't look no more like monkey. Okay? Now, it goes on to say, a species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Not human being, Homo erectus. Okay? These hominids, were to first, what we have here said, these hominids were the first to leave Africa. You hear that? It doesn't say human being left Africa, because human is a different, you know, don't come on the planet. Yeah, maybe on around here, I don't know, 200,000 years ago, I'm not sure if we were around at this time. We probably could, right? But not too long. Yes. So it says, we move into the hominids move into Africa and leave. You say what? The first to leave Africa and move to both Europe and Asia. Right? It wasn't the human at all that go there. Yet still, they keep on putting human, mixing up human with them. Right? Now, and we are totally different from hominid. Totally different. Okay? By time, by millions of years. So why they do it? They do it because they are very, very anxious to look like human being. All right. So it goes on to say they were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. All right. That's them, where they talk about human being. No, we're going to talk about human being now. And they're not going to mix up human being with themselves, except when they say homo. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you here is our brain and how far we are messed up, that things are not going well for us at all. Right now, no, not at all. Because we don't even know we had a government. We don't know who created us or nothing, because over the years, we outgrow civilized thinking. So it goes on to say, these hominids, okay, I read that. All right, here we go now. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development, right? Stage in human development began. Human development began, not hominid. You see that? All right. It says Neanderthals and wise sapien both developed from wise sapien. That's 250,000 years. So, my friends, I want you to read that and let you know what situation we are in. And if you think it's, you know, what you're reading in Genesis about Adam and Eve is true, you need to read it again. Look at what you're reading, because you will see that the serpent came in and totally defeated Eve when God said in the chapter prior that he created Adam and Eve good, right? And you're going to, all you're going to remember is that Adam and Eve sinned. That's all you remember. You don't remember that God said, but he made Adam and Eve perfect. He said they were good. A serpent come from wherever and messed them up, caused them to sin. I mean, how are they perfect, good people? And they don't come into a world full of sin or not like that, where temptation or not like that. No, that was not the case. So these white people who are writing those things in the Genesis, they don't, you know, they're far from being with themselves. You read and you find out they don't make no sense. You see what I mean? And that's what they bring the church in and teach us, all kind of foolishness, and we don't know any better. When I tell you that something wrong with the African people since 100,000 years ago, I ain't lying. You know, so what are you going to do? go on and say you're worshiping Jesus, right? And Jesus is not a character, a real character. What the white people are using is using two male characters, use it in the Bible all over, and we don't realize they are homosexual. Jesus is a homosexual character. And I'm not saying that ingenuous. It is a fact. The Bible itself tells you that Jesus didn't want to become king. That means that there was no Jesus, no Messiah. But yet still we don't see it. But I tell you, our brain is gone. Didn't I tell you that? And I tell you where and how it happened? It's them. I tell you, right now we feel okay with ourselves. Okay? And it's hard for you to reverse the belief, conviction that you have. Because that belief, I mean, totally twists up your inner core, and the foolishness you start to believe, you think it's true. And when somebody tell you a factual and point it out to you, you cannot identify it because your mind, your brain is not capable of just recognizing it and move on with your life. No, because you think that you're losing something. You can't go against Jesus. You can't turn against God. And what is to make you free is not present. You will have to find out that you need a query. You want to see whether or not you can get in deeply into the words and find out where the truth is at. It's difficult. So millions of people are buried in Jesus. They will never get up. All right. So tell you that. I'd like to tell you more. However, that's where we get with this. All right. Now, let me say to you, I truly, truly believe right now we are really coming to a time of change. I really think that, you know, and I read something that helped guide me on this, that what happened on Earth for 45,000 years ago, right? It's in writing. It's the history. And we are living off it. When you're living off days, weeks, months, and years, it's not what the white people created. They're coming here, and because we turn fool, they're using our own structure to build theirs. Because what? We have the solar system calendar. And what did they do when they started Christianity? They decide to make their own calendar to worship the Pope. That's what these faggots want. That's what these white faggots want. Because what? Our brain is no longer working. They find out they can take advantage of us. That's what is happening. All right. So the way things are unfolding as I see it, the Tornado Alley, they wrote, is opening up wider, and science don't know why. When it's a science, it's this faggot science that they have talking about, right? So if you don't understand that, you know, there is a knowledge for you to gain here, you're going to go right down the drain and perish. No joke about that. So what is going to happen is that there are people right now who wake up and try and forsaking the church and getting their soul clean. Yeah. And you're going to see a lot of things like weather, the rain, and the tornadoes, and earthquake, and a lot of fire like we've been seeing for some time. Fire, you know, I mean, just get out of control and stuff like that. The gods don't have delight in sodomy. When they come and begin to like fool the world of sodomy, remember, the gods, when they were here on earth, they kill off these sodomites. Remember that? Lot, wife, turned pillar of salt? Right. It is a fact. They have it in the Bible and tell you, and they tell you what kind of a people they are, these white people. They come here and kill out someone of us, and we behave like they don't kill anybody.
Can't you see that? Okay, well, when I tell you that something is wrong with our brain and question the brain thing, you probably think I am talking nonsense. No. I am not talking the nonsense. You know, I was into nonsense for a long time, but I don't have anything to do with nonsense now. I'm dedicated to what makes sense. All right. So now I have this little portion to, like, share with you. These things are going to happen. The gods are going to, like, you know, I mean, wipe out the sodomy. The gods going to wipe out sodomy, and it's the white people them that's spreading it. Okay? When they mix up amongst us, they want to mix up amongst us so that when the gods come through, you know, they want to be mixed up and the God will save them. They're not going to be saved because, you know what? Those of us who are going to cling with these sodomite white people and give them refuge, we're going to perish. Because you look at the tornado now and you see how many African people, you know, I mean, losing their house and everything like that, because they don't have no coverage, no spiritual coverage, because church is not a place where you get spiritual coverage. You see what I mean? You have to be living right. And the Christianity church, you don't read and see what these white people were doing to us in Palestine, in the Western Hemisphere. You don't read that? No, you better stop and find yourself learning the right thing and be accepted to your creator. Watch this. Massive storm, tornadoes, targets, homes, Western Illinois, sodomy, and God's wrath. That's what you're looking at right now. That's what you're looking at right now. You think that is climate change. You know, okay, climate change is always happening in some ways because that's how nature works. But the climate change that these sodomite people are talking about, they take over the world and begin to teach all kind of foolishness. So if you don't hold fast to civilized knowledge, okay, know what the civilized world is. I mean, what we're going on with and buying and selling is not civilization, that, right? We must be civil, and what we establish make a civilization. So we can't have these sodomites take over the world, take over your government, take over government. It's not our government they take over. They're running their own sodomite fucking nonsense. You see what I mean? And now, everybody fall down, and China and India and everybody is under these guys and don't realize they don't have no law, no government. They can't come here and be fucking each other's ass and talk about they have government to rule us in the Western world. No, you don't get that. Now, I come to find out, I know what law is all about. They couldn't come here and come saddle the kingship law. And we, not these sodomites. You see, we have law of succession to rule. It's in civilized history right now. Okay? So you can sit there and think that it's all okay. It's not okay. You're losing the value of your life. What they write in the Bible and about, you know, heaven and all that, it's a whole bunch of nonsense. Come and learn what life is and who you are. Remember, you don't value anything no more than to be perish. And the only thing that will keep you from perish is if you have a spiritual connection with your creator who put their blood inside of you. No, Jesus' blood not there. Jesus is a faggot character. He's never a person. Neither does God ever been a person. This is what these white people write. They don't mean us any good at all. Okay, so if you want to sit there and be under them and think that that is a salvation, there's no salvation there. All right. So we have the massive storm tornadoes targets homes, Western Illinois, sodomy, and God's wrath. All right? And if you think it's a joke, you will see more. You know, you're not too old, you're not dying tonight or something like that. But you're going to see, as you've been seeing, begin to happen. You never see these frequency of tornadoes. I mean, I don't recall. There are people right now whose mind is changed. They don't want anything to do with church no more, right? And so it is, my friend. Massive storms causes tornado in Western Illinois. Colossal supercell from Produce, storm produced at least one tornado amid statewide severe storm warning in Armados in Illinois. Dr. Jim Angel, state climatologist. Introduction. Illinois is ranked high in terms of the number of tornadoes and tornado impact, damages, death, and injuries. Impact. Illinois has experienced one of the worst tornadoes in U.S. history. You hear that? In U.S. history. And if you're out there and you make them tell you about is climate change, you're going to perish with them. The infamous tri-state tornado occurred on March 18, 1925. I remember that one. I researched it before. Passing through southern Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, leaving 695 dead and 2,000 injured. You remember that? Okay, well, all right. That was a sign. I don't know, climate change, you know, as they would want to perceive it. You see, because these white people, they don't care about the hand of God, because them want to fuck us all day long. Obama give them law to married so that they can get benefit from the federal government. It's our money they're using to do all of these kind of stuff. Okay? It's African money they're using. This page provides a variety of information on tornadoes, including maps, graphs, and significant events. Click here for more background information. All right, so it goes on to tell you in 2017, there were 59 tornado reports. One death and two injuries. That's just telling you for 2017, and you can see how much tornadoes we were getting when it come to like 2017 for the year. Okay, for this year there in 2017 there were 59 tornadoes reported, right? It was one death and two injuries in Illinois. Here is the list for the list report for 2017. That's what I just read to you. All right. Now, 2016. In 2016, there were 48 tornado reports, 0 deaths, and 16 injuries in Illinois. Yes, these are all Illinois reading too. Here is the list, 2016 report. Now, 2015. In 2015, there were 83 tornado reports, 2 deaths and 27 injuries in Illinois. Here is the list of 2015 events. In 2014, there were 34 tornado reports, 0 deaths and 2 injuries in Illinois. Here is the list of 2014 events, NWS. Report on the February 20, 2014 outbreak. 2013 now. And he says, in 2013, there were 71 tornadoes report, 8 deaths and 189 injuries in Illinois. Here is the list of 2013 events here. Events. Here are blog posts on the November 17, 2013. Tornadoes outbreak in Illinois. All right, so it goes on. As you can see, the tornadoes increase little by little per year, right? Now, this year, 2023, the report is that we have exceeded all previous years in 3 months, as high as you can see, because it goes up in almost 200 tornadoes in the first quarter, right? We never go up to that, right? And remember, now we're going into like the second or third week of tornadoes. I mean, serious damage. Now we have like floods added to it now, right? Back in Florida here, you know, like 2 feet high and high flood, right? Things are happening now. You're going to see more disrespect to humanity now more than ever, because guess what? Something is happening that we do not appreciate the gods and what they do. They're going to show us that, you know what? They give us all the chance to be good. And we don't care. The sodomites want to go fuck us all, and that's what we want to do. Well, he's going to show us where you're going to do it. Okay? And my friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that you will inherit something that will help your brain to be, to come back to what it's supposed to be. All right? So you take good care of yourself, and hopefully that we will be better off. All right. Let's see if I can find something here. Do us something. I don't know, but where is this? I thought I was getting close to my thing. Okay, all right, I see now. Okay.